Hello. Good morning. Good afternoon, whatever it is. So, yeah, I know. So we're convening as the Delegates Assembly. So it is now 11:14 on January 24th, 2015. And we are now in session. No, it's not the KPA. It's the Delegates Assembly. Okay, so Craig, you want to take the roll.
Okay, so this is the roll of the Delegate Assembly for the purpose of elections to the National Board. So down the list we go. Alderson, I am here. Bernstein?
Yep.
Bernstein is here. Edwards Tiekert?
Here.
Edwards Tiekert is here. Fuentes?
Here.
Fuentes is here. Gans?
Here.
Gans is here. Goldmacher? Goldmacher is here. Goen? Goen is not here. Okay. Hernandez?
Here.
Hernandez is here. Johnson?
Here.
Johnson is here. Coburn?
Present.
Coburn is here. Kurzweil?
Here.
Kurzweil is here. Landau?
Here.
Landau is here. Moore? Moore is not here. Morgan?
Here.
Morgan is here. Pritchett?
Present.
Pritchett is here. Sawyer?
Here.
Sawyer is here. Sterling?
Here.
Sterling is here. Tanaka?
Here.
Tanaka's here. Tao Nichols? Tao Nichols is not here. Travis?
Here.
Travis is here. Welsh?
Here.
Welsh is here. Whipperman?
Here.
Whipperman is here. White?
Here.
White is here. Wilkinson?
Here.
Wilkinson is here. And so that's 21 for the Delegate Assembly.
Okay. We have had nominations come in, and the secretary, I think, is aware of who has been nominated. And so do you want to read that list? And as you go down the names, if anybody wants to withdraw their names from consideration, why don't you do it as it's being read?
Point of information.
Yes, Janet.
What about members who are not present, who are on this list?
They can't withdraw themselves.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, let me just point out that some of the people, and I distributed a list of people whose nominations I had received as of December 31st. Some people on that list specifically withdrew their names, but nobody else has affirmed their nomination. So what I would like to do, and I think this is the proper way to do it, is go down the list and ask whether people accept the nomination. And if they're not here, they're not here. They can't accept the nomination, right? So I think, we need to affirm the nominations, and if you don't want to be affirmed, then, you can decline. So does that sound like the way to proceed? Okay, so everybody has this list in front of them. As I said, this is a list of everybody I'd received on email by December 31st. So first on the list is me, Craig Alderson, and I'm going to decline the nomination. Mal Bernstein, now, okay, Mal has already declined. Brian Edwards Tiekert,
I accept.
Brian accepts. Jose Luis Fuentes? Jose Luis accepts. David Gans?
Decline.
Sorry?
You already declined.
Yeah, I know. I need to do this for the record. So David Gans?
Decline.
David Gans declines. Don Goldmacher?
I decline.
Don Goldmacher declines. Kate Goen, she's not here, so she can't accept. Mark Hernandez? I'm sorry, you decline? Mark Hernandez declines. Cynthia Johnson? Cynthia Johnson declines. Janet Coburn?
Yes.
Janet Coburn accepts. Joy Moore, she's not here, so she cannot accept or decline. Samsara Morgan? Samsara Morgan declines. Louis Sawyer?
Decline.
Okay, Louis Sawyer declines. Frank Sterling? Frank Sterling declines. Ramses Tao Nichols, he's not here, so he cannot accept. Carol Travis? Carol Travis declines. Dave Welsh? David Welsh declines. Barbara Whipperman? Barbara Huberman declines. Burton White? Okay, he declines. Burton White declines. And Margie Wilkinson? Okay, Margie Wilkinson accepts.
So we have four positions on the board, and we have four, isn't that correct? And we have three positions on the board that are from the board and listener reps and one staff rep. And what we have here is three people from the board and one staff rep, and I think what we have is an acclimation potential. Okay, so it's moved. Is there a second? Second for acclamation for election for the PNB board. All in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Okay. The point of acclamation is you don't vote.
Oh, okay. Good point. Congratulations to those of you who have been by acclaim declared our reps, and also congratulations to the board for yet another unanimous vote, which is getting to be more and more a habit here, which is just terrific. Okay. Do I have a motion to adjourn? Oh, statements of the candidates. Okay, well, they could say, I am so proud. Pardon, Burton. Move to adjourn. Second. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? We are adjourned. Okay. No breath. Okay. Now, it is now 21 minutes after 11 on January 24th in 2015. And the local station board of KPFA is now in session. And Mr. Secretary, you want to do a roll call of the board?
Okay. We can do this quickly. Okay, Alderson, I'm here. Bernstein?
Still here.
Bernstein still here. Edwards Tickert?
Here.
Edwards Tickert here. Fuentes?
Here.
Fuentes here. Gans?
Here.
Gans here. Goldmacher?
Here.
Goldmacher here. Gowan? Not here. Hernandez?
Here.
Hernandez here. Johnson?
Here.
Johnson here. Coburn?
Here.
Coburn here. Kurzweil? Kurzweil here. Landau?
Here.
Landau here. Moore? Moore is not here. Morgan?
Here.
Morgan here. Pritchett?
Present.
Pritchett here. Sawyer?
Here.
Sawyer here. Sterling?
Here.
Sterling here. Tanaka?
Here.
Tanaka here. Town Nichols? Not here. Travis?
Here.
Travis here. Welsh?
Here.
Welsh here. Whipperman?
Here.
Whipperman here. White?
Here.
White here. Wilkinson? Sorry, Wilkinson here. Withers.
Here.
Withers here. So that's 22 present and a quorum. Okay, there we go. And I move, sir, I'll move to excuse all absent members.
Second. Okay. All in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Approved. The agenda. Move approval of the agenda. Are there any additions or changes to the agenda, Craig? Here. Okay. Sorry.
So I want to propose to amend the agenda. First, I'd like to move the break after the GM report.
One at a time.
Okay. Second. All in favor of that? Yeah.
Point of information?
Yes.
Is there going to be a GM report? Do we know?
There's going to be a written, read into the record GM report. The general manager is out of town. Okay, so the first addition, change in the agenda is, as you heard, to move the break after the GM report. And it's been moved and seconded. All in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Okay. Other changes?
And so the other change, I omitted inadvertently the PNB report, and I would like to insert the PNB report after the treasurer's report for 10 minutes.
Barb, is there a second?
Second.
On discussion.
Actually, we are going to have a treasurer's report. There was a huge computer glitch yesterday when the treasurer's report was being finished. So it's going to be delivered to us.
Sorry, are we talking about the PNB report or the treasurer's report?
And I'm not sure exactly when it'll arrive. So I'm going to suggest that we have this thing, the PNB report, before the treasurer's report.
Okay. So that's a substitute, whatever. Do I have a second? Second. This is what, on the road to dementia. All in favor of the substitute change order, please signify by saying aye. Opposed? Motion carries. All right. Now, are there any other changes to the agenda? No. Can we have a vote on the main motion, that is the agenda as amended? All in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
The agenda is accepted. Okay. Now we are to a discussion of the meeting schedule. Thank you.
Okay, well, let's give people a minute to read them. This is the official record. Oh, okay. Okay, everybody had a chance to read them? Glance at them? Okay. So I'll take Rich's motion to accept to move. I'm sorry. Janet, you have it.
You can't take
it. Okay.
Janet.
So item number 6 maybe should by acclamation be added. It's my understanding that
Oh, marvelous. Do we have a second to add that?
Yes.
Okay.
Number 6 move by we adjourn by acclamation?
Yes. joyously by acclamation.
No. Six on the LSB, the election of officers.
Mm.
You don't have a vote count recorded. It should be listed as by acclamation. That's what you meant, right, Janet?
Oh, next page.
What?
Election of officers.
That's right, it was.
Oh.
Okay.
He was. He had the chair.
All right. All those in favor of accepting the minutes as amended, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed. Okay. Now. We are to approve the meeting schedule for 2015. Barbara, I know you had wanted to discuss this. I had sent a thing to the Google groups talking about this so that everybody could give this some thought. Here you are.
Well, I took into account the requirement that we meet January and December. And I looked at the schedule during the year that we have to follow for reviewing the budget. And I have identified what I think are 3 months that we could not have a meeting and still fulfill all those duties that we're supposed to. And the first month that I would suggest we cancel or don't schedule a meeting is March, in other words, meet in January and February. And in March, the budget process starts at the very end of March. Traditionally, at March 31st is when the CFO first meets with the business managers, and they start the process of the schedule of when people are supposed to get things turned in, so the whole budget thing can happen. So I think the month of March would be a good one for us to skip. Then April and May, there would be work on the budget and various other things, but the budget is the big requirement in the bylaws that we are responsible for reviewing and approving. It seems to me we could skip June, and then July, August is when we really have the intense interest in what's happening with the budget. September is the last month of our fiscal year. I think we should meet then. The budgets should be done before then, and some people feel we shouldn't allow or plan for any delays, and I think we could still plan to have a meeting in September and not think of it as well if we don't have the budget done yet. October is the first month of the new fiscal year, and I think the process of starting to end the books from the end of September and start the new year doesn't require us to meet. So my suggestion would be that we would not meet in October. So it's March, June, and October.
Are you going to move that?
I move it.
Okay, so it's moved and seconded. You kind of did that backwards, but yes.
We need to vote on the months we are meeting, not the months we're not meeting.
Well, I think that it's moved and seconded that we meet all the months, but except March, June, and October.
And I don't know whether it's appropriate to say it, but the second Saturday, I think this is.
So all the months on this schedule, all the dates on this schedule.
Microphone. What schedule?
So we need to commit to specific dates, not just months.
Right.
So is this what we're working from? Okay,
okay,
so the motion is to meet February 14th, April 11th, May 9th, July 11th, August 8th, September 12th, November 14th, and December 12th, all starting at 11 a.m.
Good. Thank you. And that's seconded. Burton. Is your mic on?
No.
Okay.
I noticed that we've moved away from avoiding three-day weekends.
Which one do you see?
Was that done purposely? And if, or are there no three-day weekends? And if it was done purposely, why?
I drew up the agenda. I only chose the second Saturdays, figuring this board would modify as necessary. So that's all.
Janet.
All right. So I object to skipping any LSB meetings. I think that there is a lot of work that needs to be done that has not been done, especially around the budget. We were delayed way over last year, 2014. And so especially March and June, that doesn't make sense to me. We also, there is a budget workshop that I had proposed. There's a motion that was passed, and it has not been scheduled yet, and so perhaps that can be considered for the March meeting if it can work out. But we can't really decide on that, but that's something that could actually happen. I forgot to turn my ringer off. Sorry. There's a bylaws duty that the local station board has that has not been carried out for as long as I've been on this board. And it is under Article 7, Section 3, Specific Powers and Duties, to review and approve the station's budget. That we did, but it also says, and make quarterly reports to the foundation's board of directors regarding the station's budget, actual income and expenditures. And to me, this whole board has to do that report, not just the finance, those who are on the finance committee. So that would require work. And finally, this board has no committees or that are active, and so there needs to be, like, for example, we don't have a finance committee, and all the other stations do. And
okay, that's
so. In any case, we have to deal with that. So I object to skipping any of the meetings.
Mark.
Just quickly going over, February 14th is the President's Day 3-day weekend. May 9th is the day before Mother's Day. Aside from that, I didn't see, except possibly November, because I don't know when the Veterans Day holiday falls in.
October is the 10th is a 3-day weekend, although I'm not sure we celebrate it here in Berkeley.
So
October 11th, 10th. Margie. Okay, so putting aside the question of working out the specific dates, I like the idea of reducing the number of LSB meetings. I want to say that we are the only LSB that meets monthly for 5 hours. All the other LSBs meet less frequently. KPFK, for instance, alternates a four-hour weekend meeting with a 1 month, and then the following month they have a two to two-and-a-half-hour evening meeting. You know, nobody meets as much and as long as we do. And there are provisions in the bylaws for calling an emergency meeting. I don't have the bylaws in front of me, but I think the officers of the LSB can call a meeting, if it's needed. And I think one of now this brings me to the question of committees. That's not on the subject. Never mind. Okay. So I just think that it's reasonable to reduce to strive to become more efficient, to reduce the number of meetings, because I'm sure everyone on the board feels as I do that way too much weekend time is spent tied up in these meetings, and if we can make that a little bit less frequent and be more efficient and figure out more productive and efficient ways in which to get work done, I think will be helpful. So I support the proposal. We will have to work out the issue of 3-day weekends. I'll work on that right now. Andrea.
I actually would like to see us continue with the consistency of having the second Saturday of the month and having one scheduled every month. I think that we always have the option at a meeting if we decide, wow, we really did a great job today and we don't have anything to do next month, let's call it off for next month. But I think it's helpful. I think consistency is really helpful. And to be honest, I think from what I can hear and what I can tell, this is going to be kind of an intense year in terms of what's ahead for KPFA and our interactions with the national and so forth. And I'd like to, I think that it's really a valuable service to convene monthly to provide information to our listeners. And I think it's great for people to hear a GM report once a month. I think it's great for people to hear report backs from the PMB, you know, KFCF, all these. I think it's really valuable. So if we want to shorten the length of the meetings, I think we could do that. And I think we could talk about efficiency, but I think it's a real shame to disrupt. There's so many things in turmoil and so many things that change and are in flux. And I would love to offer that to the listeners, that they know that they can come to the LSB once a month and be heard, or at least hear what's going on.
So we are now discussing two different things, I think, and I would like to separate them. There's a discussion about what 3-day weekends, and so the way that this has been characterized now is specific dates. And but the big question is it all the months? And I really think that it would have been better if we were with the original motion on the months and then went to the dates. But if nobody objects, what I'm going to do is we're going to concentrate on whether or not to have a meeting every month and vote on that, and then we'll go to the Brian is not going to, because he's a stickler on Robert's rules, let me do that because we've got another motion on the floor. Is that right? Is that what you're...
You can't vote to not have a meeting.
Okay.
We can vote to schedule a meeting for a specific date, or we can vote to cancel a meeting we've already scheduled.
Right, okay.
But voting to not have a meeting is meaningless.
It's not meaningless, but it may not be proper.
It has an enforcing effect.
Okay. Anyway, I am discussing whether to have 12 meetings a month or 9 a year or 9 meetings a year. That's what is on the table now, unless somebody objects procedurally. In this year, 2015, okay? Jack.
So I'm in favor of having 9 meetings a year. And I would like to make the observation that we can conduct our business far more effectively in 9 meetings or 6 meetings or whatever if we pay attention to the following actual or at least metaphorically true fact. Over the past years that I have been on the LSB, I have found that on the average, an hour and a half and sometimes 2 hours have been spent on discussing approval of the agenda and approval of the minutes. Now, if those people who want to make a debate over approval of the agenda and a filibuster over approval of the minutes would calm themselves, we would have far more time to discuss issues of substance in the LSB. And we might even do it in one meeting, but I'll settle for 9.
Ramses. I hope that we go back to the friendly.
Okay, so I'm being notified that March, June, and October are the date or the months. No, okay.
Okay, we're on the number of months to have meetings this year. Now we don't have a motion on the floor. We do have a motion on the floor.
Yeah. Here's a rich person of what it made.
All right, we have a motion on the floor. And we have sticklers on Robert's rules on what's on the floor. So we have a motion on the floor. And do we have a substitute motion? The motion on the floor is KPFA LSB shall hold meetings on the following dates in November 2015. February 14th, April 11th, May 9th, July 11th, August 8th, September 12th, November 14th, December 12th. All meetings shall begin at 11 a.m. Meeting locations shall be determined by the LSB officers. Okay. So that's the motion that has been moved and seconded. So, again, what we have are two issues. One is whether or not we are going to have not these nine meetings, and the other is whether or not these are the dates because of the issue of three-day weekends. So, I am open for whatever. Janet.
I move to amend that we also have meetings on March 14th, June 13th, and October 10th.
Okay. So that's, and is there a second?
Second.
All right. So I think we've had discussion on this. I think we don't like, as been said before, to have endless discussions about minutes, time, scheduling. We want to get to the substance of the meeting, I believe. I think that both sides have said things. Frank.
Okay, we'll just go this long.
But maybe a friendly amendment. I don't know when or when to do it, but it would be nice if we didn't have one on Valentine's Day. Maybe we could move the 14th.
No, we have an amend. We have something on the floor right now, unless we,
Maybe we can make that one the following month, or the following week. That's all I'm saying.
Does anybody second that?
Yes.
Sorry.
Did Andrew? May I motivate my motion?
Okay, so that's failing. That motion just failed.
No. Hold on. Janet made an amendment.
Right.
We dispose of her amendment.
Okay.
And
we
then
take other
if
amendments.
Frank wants to make another amendment, that's in order.
Frank, I have a whole list of...
What?
Can't you make an amendment?
His amendment doesn't modify any portion of her amendment.
Okay. All right. So are you motivating your amendment again?
Yeah, but I also wanted to actually restate it in a different way.
I think you motivated it already.
Well, it's a different point. But I wanted to amend it that we have meetings on all the dates listed, not just those three dates. So in other words, 11 more, February 14th, March 14th, April 11th, May 9th, June 13th, July 8th, August 8th, September 12th, October 10th, November 14th, December 12th. It's a substitute of what Brian put out there. I think it would simplify things.
Okay, so that's the amendment that's on the floor. The substitute motion, and it's been seconded. Do we have to discuss it some more? Richard?
Did you mean July 11th?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, okay. So, all in favor of this? Yes?
Can we have a roll call, please?
A roll call vote. All in favor of this will vote. What? The motion is to have... To add those dates as...
Point of information?
Yes.
Why do we need a roll call vote on this?
Because Janet asked for it.
Oh, I see.
Okay, go ahead.
Listen up, David.
Okay, so everybody clear on what the motion is? It It's all the dates listed on this page, except for January. Okay. Alderson, I'm going to abstain. Bernstein?
No.
Bernstein, no. Edwards Tiekert?
No.
Edwards Tiekert, no. Fuentes?
No.
Fuentes, no. Gans?
No.
Gans, no. Goldmacher?
No.
Goldmacher, no. Goen, not here. Yes, I'll note that Ramses Town Nichols has arrived. Hernandez?
No.
Hernandez, no. Johnson?
Yes.
Johnson, yes. Coburn?
Yes.
Coburn, yes. Kurzweil?
No.
Kurzweil, no. Landau?
Abstain.
Landau abstains. Moore, not here. Morgan?
No.
Morgan, no. Pritchett?
No, yes.
Pritchett, yes. Correct? Okay. Sawyer?
No.
Sawyer, no. Sterling?
Yes.
Sterling, yes. Tanaka?
Abstain.
Tanaka, abstain. Tao Nichols?
Abstain.
Tao Nichols, abstain. Travis?
No.
Travis, no. Welsh?
Abstain.
Welsh abstains. Whipperman?
No.
Whipperman, no. White?
No.
White, no. Wilkinson? Wilkinson abstains. Withers?
No.
Withers, no. Okay, so that's 4 yes, 13 no, 6 abstentions. So that fails.
Okay. The motion that's now on the floor is the original motion with those particular dates. Brian?
I'll make Frake's amendment to change February 14th to February 21st.
And the others? No? Okay. Can we do the other 3 days all at once?
What other 3 days?
There's February 14th. It has a president's. That's a three-day weekend. October 10th is a three-day weekend. Oh. What?
We're not meeting in October under the schedule we just approved.
Okay.
And I propose to change February 14th to February 21st.
Okay. And then May? Mother's Day? No, that's Mother's Day. Okay.
Well,
okay.
Take them up one at a time.
Okay, take one at a time. Okay. Okay. Motion on the amendment to the main motion is to make February 14th meeting February 21st. Is there a second? Okay. On discussion. Does everyone agree?
Yeah.
Okay. So by acclamation, wait. By acclamation, it is the 21st. This is an acclamation to the amendment. We haven't voted on the meeting main motion yet.
I have a point of information.
Point of information.
When is the 3-day weekend in February, the President's Day weekend? I just want to make.
It's the Monday following the 14th.
I see. Thank you.
Yeah. Is this on the main motion? An amendment to the main motion. We're on amendment to the main motion, so we
just acclaimed.
Did we? Oh, we acclaimed. You're right. Go ahead.
So. Again, in the spirit of like why there even is an LSB, it seems to me that the whole point of this exercise is about trying to maintain some kind of connection between the listening audience, the membership audience, and the governance and operations of this
organization. What is your motion?
Therefore,
okay.
I would like to offer, in months with no meeting, that there will be a report to the listeners show, including report backs from the general manager, PMB representatives, and staff representatives, to discuss and update the listeners and give them an opportunity to call in and talk about stuff. So
That's
an amendment. In months with no meeting.
No, but we're discussing the meetings right now. If you want to raise something about programming, and you know, then that's a different subject. We are now on the subject of when are we having the meetings. So you are making a motion about having a show with a some substance to it. That is not the discussion of the LSB meeting. So we're going to vote on the motion that is on the floor. I'm ruling it out of order.
No, but she gets to make the motion later. That's all.
Yeah, yeah.
When do I get to make it?
After we vote on this one.
Well, I don't know. Maybe it's new business. It's a new subject. It's not on the subject of our meeting schedule. It's on the subject of what goes on at the station. Okay. So, all those in favor, yes.
So one of the responsibilities of the LSB is to evaluate the GM. We have some responsibility over the GM. So this would be part of
This discussion is out of order. I want to take a vote on this motion on our meeting schedule. If you want to have a discussion like that, you can put it under new business, and we can have that discussion. Okay. All those in favor of the meeting schedule as amended, please signify, unless you want a roll call, by saying aye.
Aye.
Want to raise hands?
Raise your hands. Noes. Okay. 11 yes, abstains. 4 abstentions. Okay.
Say it again.
11 yes, 3 no, 4 abstentions.
Okay. All right. We are now in the announcement period of the agenda. Announcements. Cynthia.
Next Saturday, the 31st, is the memorial for Mary Berg from 2 to 5 at the Berkeley UU Fellowship, our longtime volunteer programmer. And, of course, that evening is the KPFA event with Cornell West, which, happy to know, is sold out. Also that evening, we're honoring our most revolutionary founding person, Tom Paine, and with some members of this LSB being honored as well. So that's next Saturday.
Frank.
As many of you may or may not know, on February 7th will be the March for Real Climate Leadership to be held in Oakland. It's going to be I'm hoping one of the largest climate rallies we've seen around here in a long time. It'll be in Oakland at Oscar Grant Plaza at 11:30, little march through Oakland to Lake Merritt with a rally. And KPFA has given their approval to do a live video stream. But I would encourage everybody on the LSB to encourage our management to agree to do a terrestrial radio broadcast, which right now has been denied. And I'm still hoping that will change, and maybe if the local members of the LSB.
This is announcements.
This is
okay.
Announcement.
Yeah.
And I guess that's it. So if you want to hear the real climate leadership on KPFA Airways, please email Q and Laura. Thank you.
Lewis.
I had a question for the first announcement. How does one give input into that process of the memorial for Mary Berg?
Contact Nicole Milner. I can give you her email.
I have that. Thank you.
Okay.
Brian?
KPFA has a fund drive starting on Tuesday, and ambitions of completing it before President's Day weekend starts, which would be a 2.5-week drive, about a week shorter than our fall fund drive. And we are using a volunteer phone room again. So if you have time free or know people who have time free, we could use help starting at 6:30 a.m. every weekday morning. get the word out.
Any other announcements? Seeing none, I think that we are to public comments. And I don't have the list, so whoever signed up, do you want to? Mal, can you bring me the public comments sign-up sheet?
I'm the only one, so I'll probably be the best comment person. I actually have three comments. One is that I think that we should become, in some ways, more Japanese. If you look outside, almost every car you see is a Japanese car. As a society, the CEO ratio to worker pay is 11 to 1. Ours is something like 300 to 1. So they're able to merge quality and equality. And like I say, you start counting cars, it's like 80% of the cars are Japanese. And one thing that they do, which is interesting, is on a domestic level, they don't think they can understand marketing. And so what they do is a lot of grassroots marketing. If you go to a school, business school, you can't major in marketing in Japan. There's no such thing. And so what they do, like I say, is a lot more grassroots marketing. And one thing that we can do and borrow from them is maybe including business cards in the gifts that we send out. We send out gifts. This wouldn't cost, you know, we send out half a dozen business cards with this. And these people who contribute to KPFA are enthusiasts. They're very enthusiastic about KPFA. So if those people had something that they could give to their friends to say, hey, look, listen to KPFA. This is a markup of the cards. We could make it to be whatever you want. I'm not a very good marketing person. On the back, we could put the schedule, but it's very, very, very inexpensive. The second thing I'd like to mention is that CAB, I was at a CAB meeting, and there was a lot of negativity at the CAB meeting, except for Carol, I think, was not very negative. And so I was thinking maybe what CAB needs is a blog. Right? If there was a community advisory board blog where people could list things, sometimes the suggestions and the comments could be resolved just by somebody with a little bit of expertise saying, look, that's not true, you know, maybe we should do it this way. But opening up CAB to become a blog might be able to democratize the situation. And the third thing is that Bob Baldock and myself have been very critical of the fact that Perrin Kelly posts a picture of Bob Baldock and Fidel Castro. We don't think that this is good for marketing, that in some ways it turns people off from KPFA. There are a lot of people out there who are not communist. You know, that's okay. I mean, they might, you know, we're a big tent. We include a whole range of people. But Bob Baldock, you know, does not like this. And out of respect for Bob Baldock, who does a hell of a lot of work for KPFA, you know, we should ask him not to put that up. You know, we could use somebody like Danny Glover. Danny Glover would be a great person. And I think we lose a certain percentage of supporters just by doing that. And Bob says it has no meaning, you know, in terms of the events that he puts on. He puts on events which are a whole range of different things, and that doesn't have anything to do with Fidel Castro. Fidel Castro is, in my opinion, a very great man, but, you know, we shouldn't use him for...
Time.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. This is the only person speaking. Okay. Nobody else has signed up. Okay, as our amended agenda calls for, now we have the general manager's report. Yes. No, it's about to be passed out and read.
That way and this way.
Okay, I am going to.
Yes, and the audience could have these. The only reason they're on different colored paper is because you guys have so many pieces of paper, but the audience can have these
white ones are exactly the same. Thank you. I will. Is this mic on a stand or do I have to hold it?
Quincy McCoy is out of town at a family gathering. His son is some in a hockey match or something. And he asked that I read this. KPFA General Manager's State of the Station Report, December 2014, January 2015. There's good news and bad news in the results of our year-end fund drive. Bad news first. We didn't make our goal during our two-week campaign, and for a very good reason. We were executing our mission. As you all know, KPFA did an excellent job of covering the unexpected local and national protests and demonstrations during the pledge. On air and in the streets, we were everywhere. We sacrificed many pledge hours, united in the belief that getting vital information out on the air wedded KPFA's progressive spirit and character with our listeners and stakeholders. Which leads to the good news. After the conclusion of the drive, we initiated a series of soft sell pitches once an hour, asking listeners to fill in the gap with an end-of-the-year donation. We received a very enthusiastic response that totaled nearly $93,000. On New Year's Eve alone, $38,000 was donated online. This really wasn't a surprise. We sensed in our listenership that this was payback for a job well done. Yet aside from the last gasp donations enabling us to cross the finish line, the poor earnings at the end of the year fund drive is a clear indicator that our current schedule of five pledge drives a year is not sustainable. Please hear me when I say we have reached the point of diminishing returns. Our listening audience and our programmers are very fatigued. To break this cycle, not enough revenue sources and high expenses, we'll take a major commitment to reassess our entrenchment and inflexible culture. Ask yourself, are you ready as a group to change? Ready to be mutually responsible in reshaping KPFA into a financially secure community radio station? The old saying applies, we have met the enemy and he is us. It takes three engines to keep this community-powered, non-profit radio station running. All three of our check engine lights are on. Engine number one is our listener support system. Many years ago, this was a powerful 12-cylinder engine. A generous major donor's base has now turned their backs to us, run off by historical infighting, public protests, and damaging lawsuits. This engine now runs on four cylinders, has a ton of mileage, and is leaking oil. Engine number two is the national office. This engine is being rebuilt. Folks under the hood are under the hood trying to find the motor under the gunk of unpaid bills, broken contracts, and expired relationships. Without this engine running properly, we're missing out on additional revenue aid from the CPB, support from foundations, and executive group oversight. Engine number three is you, the local board. This engine has a starter problem. Unable to turn over and reimagine itself from a governance board, unnecessarily concerned with micromanaging programming, to an empowered and empowering community fundraising vehicle, proudly getting and giving the funds needed to keep the radio station cruising toward financial stability.
Yes.
David Gans is a five-star board member. Over the years, his Grateful Dead marathon has raised nearly $1 million for KPFA.
He doesn't whine or hesitate to use his talent, contacts, and connections to benefit the radio station. The next Grateful Dead drive runs from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. 9 a.m., yeah, it should be a.m. on Saturday, January 31st and February 1st. The PNB resolution. Now,
that's 9 a.m. to 1 a.m.
Yeah.
16 hours.
The PNB resolution. The PNB has requested that the KPFA management create a plan to make $250,000 in cuts. This would include a formula for reduction in management salaries. To accomplish this goal, and if such a plan is executed by the PNB, KPFA will not resemble the media outlet it is today. There would have to be layoffs, furlough days, schedule changes, and an overall decrease in operating tools and services. This is Pacifica's history beginning to repeat itself, as KPFA would be headed down the same narrow road as WBAI. When you cut talent, you're cutting our unique programming, the only thing that separates us from the rest. We already have seen that you can't cut yourself into solvency. We have a revenue problem because we're down 2.5 engines and not enough mechanics prepared to do the real work needed to raise additional funding. The management team has met with the union and proposed a cut to our benefits package with a change in the copay of from $10 to $20. That would be a yearly savings of $42,000 a year. Since this would alter the contract, the union must have a secret ballot vote on this, on the proposal. Other proposed PNB cuts: reduction in workforce, hours, and station schedule. Savings would equal $175,000. Services reduction, $14,400. These, I know, are based on some speculations that the GM has been making about where to cut. December 2014 fund drive recap. Unfortunately, despite great encouragement from our listeners, volunteers, board members to bring the phone room back, volunteer turnout during the holiday fundraiser was mediocre at best. Emails were sent out to volunteers before the drive, and there were promos played before and during the drive to encourage folks to come in. However, the room rarely had more than 5 volunteers at a time. During the first week of the drive, a new system of pledge-taking was attempted with laptops. Although there were some software issues with the interface itself, the majority of issues came from a serious lack of familiarity with computers by many of our volunteers. Volunteers who knew computer basics could troubleshoot minor issues. However, others lacked a basic understanding of how to open new tabs, how to fill in blank fields, or simply how to use a mouse. Because of this unprecedented lack in computer skills and a workaround software issue, the laptops were abandoned after the first week. During the second week, the old card system was brought back, but unfortunately, our volunteer turnout continued to dwindle. By the final day of the drive, we were about $25,000 short. I'm confident that if not for the ComNet rollover service to pick up calls when we lacked volunteers, this shortfall would have been far greater. Until the financial health of the station stabilizes, I will not risk losing precious dollars in the hope that more volunteers will show up. KPFA, along with our sister stations, KPFK and WPFW, have signed on with a new telephone rollover service called Telerep. WPFW has used them in the past with great results. Already, in our dealings with them, we find this organization to be more professional and are looking forward to better communication between them and our donor base. local protest coverage recap. During the December fund drive, KPFA interrupted Saturday, December 13 fundraising to bring National Pacifica coverage of the Black Lives Matter march in Washington, D.C., along with coverage of the many local protests throughout the day in special headlines, culminating with a Saturday edition of Flashpoints. KPFA's Anita Johnson and Davy D and many others were in the streets covering the shutdown of I-80, the Oakland Police Headquarters, the Oakland Federal Building, to name just a few. KPFA also organized special call-ins from reporters and programming throughout the run-up to and on the MLK holiday. It's been a whirlwind of response by the station, and in the process, we are creating new channels of communication between programmers and the news department to increase our coverage of actions in real time. Considering our dueling need to fundraise and fulfill our mission, KPFA continues to come through against the odds. Where are we now? I find it amazing, but there are folks on the board who still ask the question, where does the money go? I've only been GM for 6 months, and it didn't take me long to find out where it goes, who gets it, and where it's not coming from right now. Here's a simple breakdown of our first quarter money distribution. I should add that this so-called financial crisis we're in has been caused by a downward trajectory of income for the last 5 years, making present revenues less than our expenses. Examples: listener support has declined. 2 years without CPB funding, approximately $240,000 that the station has relied on. Declining income from major donors and foundation runoff by historical infighting and lawsuits. All of the above makes the deficit between revenue and expenses more acute. And then he has figures here. It was kind of an overview, very simple. The annual payroll and benefits expenses are benefits equal $450,468. This is for the year. And payroll and taxes, associated taxes, is $1,953,000. Just to review bank activity currently for October through December, there was deposits of $1,170,000, made up of income from listener support, crafts fair revenue, and events. During the same period, withdrawals of $537,497 paid payroll. This is money that's wired out of our account, and bank and credit card charges. Checks that were written totaled $586,350, and they covered things like premiums, crafts fair expense, utilities and operating expenses, and that's where the payments for benefits would be included in this group. And that left remaining $46,153. Payroll for 3 months equals $505,800. That's $168,600 a month average. And there are two pay periods a month, so that's averaged $84,300 each pay period. Benefits for 3 months is $120,000. That's $40,000 a month. The new fund drive campaign, January 27th and to February 13th, our goal is $630,000. Again, the pressure is on because the station lives from drive to drive. The staff's morale is low because of the looming PNB resolution, yet we all will move forward and do our best to present a mix of interesting and entertaining programming during Black History Month. Our new campaign slogan is Pass It On. Our own in-house research tells us that only 1 in 8 of KPFA listeners actually donate. We will be asking our real donors to pass on the request from us to family members and friends who listen to KPFA to join in and support us in this drive. The second part of the campaign is to encourage listeners to pass it on, pass on the link to our donation page onto their Facebook or Twitter accounts in hopes that through social media we can raise additional publicity and funds. New website. Unfortunately, because of some continued back-end technical issues, we aren't able to launch the website as planned for this fund drive. We need more time to work out the tech issues and test the site before it goes public. You only debut once, and we want it to be impressive. Right now, the launch goal is late February. Yet, in this drive, we will be showcasing our new logo in a pass-it-on pack of water bottles, T-shirts, and tote bags. KPFA Crafts Fair Recap, December 2014. Our first year at the Craneway Pavilion proved to be very successful. Our attendance went from 3,200 in 2013 to over 5,000 in 2014. Our 3 hours of live air from 9 a.m. to noon, both days, were well executed and contributed greatly to the culture of the event. Over 200 artists and craftspeople, fair traders, and nonprofits exhibited. Free parking and plenty of it was icing on the cake. The Craneway Pavilion, a little-known destination, is becoming an attraction in and of itself. The managers of the Craneway were thrilled that we moved our event there. We have already booked the venue for the third weekend in December, as well as the third weekend in June, when we hope to produce a new KPFA summer fair, building on the success of the December show. This is under discussion with management and Jan Etri, because both events offer fabulous opportunities for donor outreach and off-air fundraising. And here's 2014 numbers from the Crafts Fair. The income was from the exhibitors' fees that they pay, $100,000. The door, tickets sold at the door, people paying to go in, the income was $35,800. Expenses were $47,800. And those were expenses other than salaries. Salaries, including Jan and all the extra people that have to be hired for the fair, $63,000. So the station netted $25,000. And his last announcement is there will be a staff meeting after the winter drive.
Okay, we are now scheduled for a break, and it is... Janet wants to say something, and Frank wants to say something, Andrea wants to say something. Burton wants to say something.
Well, so bummed about it.
I'm just tired. I'm sorry. I was looking forward to the break.
So I just have a different take on some of the things that were said in this report and the reasons why. For example, it sounds like the mission is to blame for not having, for declining fundraising. And sorry, is that better?
Yes.
Burton is going to coach me.
No, I'm going to
And so I think that more creativity can be put to meeting the mission with our fund drives. I also think that the protests that are covered, live streamed, for example, what Frank announced in the, about the climate change one coming up, could be fundraising could be done during those protests. The programmers could announce the website and request people to donate throughout. So I'll stop there. There are other comments, but I'll stop there.
I think Andrea and then Frank. And Margaret and Rob.
I wanted to introduce a motion. You may have deja vu all over again. In months with no meeting, that I, what I'd like to do is have some report back, report to the listeners happening. It's a really good report. It's really got, covers a lot of ground. And I would love for there to be an opportunity for the listeners to interact with some of the issues that are facing KPFA. So I would like to propose that in the months where we're not having meetings, that we have a report to the listeners show, including a report back from the GM, PMB representatives and staff representatives, and call-in time for the public.
Okay. It's been moved and seconded. I think it is something that we can suggest, and it's not something that we can insist on, but it is something that as a group we can suggest and that it is appropriate as a motion. And so people wanted to speak on that, I think, David and Brian. But that was on not on the motion. It's a different staff. David and okay. Brian.
I really like the idea of the report to the listener happening regularly. KELW does it, and it, I think it's a really important and excellent feature. And I would go so far as to volunteer my primetime Wednesday evening slot for that to happen. And I don't even necessarily think it has to happen only in the months when there's no meeting. We should have them maybe quarterly.
Are you amending?
Were you gesturing at me?
Yeah, I had called on you earlier, yes, and now I am gesturing. The gesture, for those of you who are listening online, is a nod and a smile.
Yeah. So what KLW has, the manager, Matt Martin, reports to the listener. My experience when this board tried to do reports to the listeners, which I usually got stuck producing, was that we had an immense tug of war over who got to speak on behalf of the board that sometimes wound up spilling over to the airwaves in a really ugly way. And we wound up putting awful radio on the air that tanked our listenership for that hour.
Could I quickly interject? What I had in mind was Quincy doing this.
Yeah, but the motion is board and management. Excuse me.
Wait a second.
Do I have the floor?
Yes, you do.
The motion is board and management without saying when it happens, who produces it, what the format is, what balance of those two are, and, you know, if it's aspirational, fine, but if we're considering this a mandate to management, that's not how we make a radio show. And it's certainly not how we put our best face forward to our listeners.
Okay. I'm going to have a clarification from Andrea on what her motion is and her remarks, whatever they are. And it's reading what she has. In months with no meeting, there will be a report to the listener show, including report back from GM, PMB representatives, and staff representatives, and call in time for the public. So that is the substance of the motion. Okay.
So just to try to motivate it a little bit, I mean, I know that folks don't like it when the LSB micromanages programming, So we wouldn't want to get too bogged down in details of producing a radio show, because we trust our employed folks and staff, unemployed, not unemployed, unpaid, to handle these, and our GM. So I'm trusting that that could happen, but I think it is a good time to reassert that we have to bring the listeners into the conversation if we want their loyalty, if we want them to be more than passive listeners. We have to value their active participation, and not just their volunteer hours, but their thoughts and their ideas and their feelings about the station, their feelings about the issues ahead of us, and their feelings about the program that they're getting. I'd like to think that what happened several years ago is that we're not the same board we were several years ago. And I'd like to give it a try to see if we could entrust. We all know who the PMB reps are. If you all need to have a knockdown drag out, you could do it outside and bring in the survivors and have them on the radio. But I'd like to think that every PMB rep could be on and offer something productive. And but I think it's really high time. I guess I think I speak for folks in my little community, my little niche. And what's happening is it just feels like we're drifting away. Like people don't feel involved. It's like we become so insular. And the conversation becomes so cliquish that people feel like it's their problem. Those folks at KPFA better handle their problem. And I think by increasing the amount of call-ins about the issues facing us, we would diffuse the sense of responsibility that people need to feel, like our community needs to feel responsible for this radio station. And that happens when we feel like our vote and our thoughts and our ideas matter. So I hope folks will not get bogged down in the details, but will understand the general spirit of the resolution.
What I have now is, I think I have, now I don't know if Mark was in the original thing prior or not. I know Frank was in the prior stack. I know, were you in this stack? No. Okay. So I have Ramses, Margie, Burton, and Brian.
So my comment actually was not going to be on the motion, so I can wait till after the motion. So.
Okay. So Burton, and then Brian.
I am strongly in favor of suggesting that there be a report to the listener from the general manager. I am also think it may be a good idea to have a report to the listener, not as frequently from the chair of the board, but to have a sort of opportunity for different members of the board and to have an opportunity for discussions, staff discussions, which should be internal, put on the air, I think would be an outcome would be rehashing some of the internecine problems that have begun to destroy us.
Are you doing a substitute?
No, I'm just urging people to vote against the motion as stated.
Okay.
Can I get on
this stack? Yes. Brian.
I'll propose substitute language. In months which the LSB does not meet, KPFA's general manager should deliver an on-air report to the listener with call-ins that may involve other board and staff members as he sees fit.
Second. Okay. So that's what's on the table now. On discussion.
Well, I'll motivate it.
Okay. Original motion, it is a substitute. It's a substitute. The original motion was, in months with no meeting, there will be a report to the listener show, including report back from general manager, PMB representatives, and staff representatives, and call-in time for the public. And the substitute motion is, in months which the LSB does not meet, KPFA's general manager shall deliver an on-the-air report to the listeners with call-in that may involve other board and staff members as he sees fit. Brian, you're going to motivate the motion.
So, you know, like a lot of people, I agree with Andrea's principles that she laid out about kind of lifting the curtain more and inviting listeners into the conversation. I think if we're calling off meetings, we're taking a task, which is reporting to this board, off the general manager's plate for those months, which hopefully he's grateful for, so we could encourage him to report to the listeners instead. I think that's a good idea. I think throwing that volume of people, four PNB reps, staff representatives, and the manager all into one radio show is a recipe for deadly radio. It is extraordinarily difficult to juggle more than three guests in one show, mechanically and otherwise, and it certainly wouldn't leave room for call-ins. So the manager we have is a radio pro. He knows how to run a show. Let's encourage him to do it and, you know, empower him to involve other people as he sees fit.
Ramses, Frank, Andrea.
All right, so I was waiting for the motions to be able to make my comment, but I feel like it's more relevant now, and I'm opposed to the substitute motion, and I'll state why. I don't think that, for me, based on some language that I see in this report, I have a hard time trusting leaving it solely to Quincy to do a report at this point, because there's some language in here that to me is very unprofessional for a manager or management position of an organization to put in what becomes a public document, right? And specifically talking about, you know, like his engine number three, that we're unable to turn over or reimagine ourselves from a governance board unnecessarily concerned with micromanaging programming to an empowering community fundraising vehicle. First of all, like the mere notion that he's implying what our role should be is to me very much crossing some lines and crossing some boundaries. I would never expect this in either my union board, you know, or with our management or the nonprofit that I work for and the directors that we deal with. Even though we know they tremendously have leadership and power in the organization and such, and we respect that, but this choice of language tells me there is a big break off there with the board, right? Like, that's not the type of language that I would ever use in anything public, at least, right? And then in the next paragraph, you know, he's implying that there's people coming to him whining, right? So it's another piece that I don't want to get into it too much, but it's another piece that to me does not belong in anything public. Therefore, I have a hard time at this point trusting, you know, giving sole power to Quincy to determine how he does a report online, especially on behalf of the organization. So anyways, I'll leave it to that. And I think if we want to have a larger discussion about what the role of the board should be, we probably should, maybe not today, but I just feel like we're for me personally, I feel like I see a big disconnect that I don't see in two other boards that I participate in and other boards as well.